safety of those at the New Year's Eve fireworks is, of course, paramount for us, and that's why we've introduced ticketing. It resolves on the representations of all the emergencies, the police, ambulance, everybody, were emphatic that we had to do something to take account of the huge number of people that were now attending the fireworks. And you'll have seen the footage of people going over the bridges in the centre of town, the huge press of humanity, the risk that was evidently mounting that there would be a serious crash or whatever. I couldn't take that risk. Nobody in our position could take that risk. That was the only reason why we decided to go for a ticketed solution. All the tickets have now been sold, I'm pleased to say. That will cover the costs of managing the event, and I hope that people will enjoy it hugely. Though I would advise everybody, I think the best way to see them, if you're not actually there in the crowd, the best way to see them is still going to be on the telly in the pub or wherever that is. You're going to get a fantastic view there, and TfL will be running free travel between 11:45 midnight and 4:30 in the morning for all revellers.
Thank you. Now, according to your estimates, half a million people attended last year's New Year Eve celebration, and there's only 100,000 tickets left for this year's event. And clearly, I accept what you say about safety and the need to make sure we have public safety in London, but this is a major event for London,
yeah.
And with respect, just saying people should watch it on the telly really doesn't cut it.
Well, hang on, 100,000 people is quite a lot in the main viewing area.
But you're reducing it down from 500,000 people to 100,000.
Yes, but lots of those people who came before were not able to watch it in prime locations, and they would have actually not had a great view.
Estimates then for the number of people that will be able to watch it from not prime locations, and how are you managing to make sure that people outside within London itself
want to encourage people to enjoy themselves and to see the fireworks properly. And the 100,000 is a lot of people. That's more than you can fit into Wembley by some way.
It's a major risk to our reputation as a city if this goes wrong. And the signs in the Tube have got very small print on the fact that it's ticketed. The other thing I just want
I think
to
everybody,
about,
I think it's, there's a very wide understanding that it's ticketed.
I think that outside central London, there is very limited publicity about it being ticketed. And unless we get sort of the message out...
Well, let's hope we can get the message across today.
Absolutely.
With this, because this has been broadcast for the entire planet.
That's very good to hear. Now
you are being watched now.
I somehow doubt that.
There
isn't a huge audience.
Tell
for
the world.
But can I just talk
event.
Briefly about the issue of ticket touting? Because as you mentioned, tickets have been sold out, and I checked this morning, and one ticketing site is now selling tickets for over £180, and one has tickets at £212.
Yeah. Well, the trouble. You're absolutely right to raise this. We have tried to restrict secondary selling of tickets as much as we can. We've limited the number of our tickets available online to 4 per person. All ticket holders will need to bring ID matching the lead name of the tickets. You say that to the cameras. If you've got a ticket and you come, you've got to have ID matching the lead name on your ticket. Tickets are non-transferable and refunds are available only up to the 3rd of December. I mean, that's gone.
Yeah. So would you introduce an additional amnesty?
We hope that people will not be reselling these tickets. They will not be transferable, the ID that you carry will have to correspond to the lead name on the ticket.
Absolutely, but can I just ask, will you be providing an additional period in which people can get refunds or maybe surplus tickets they have if they haven't used all the tickets or people that they were planning to go with aren't going? Because I think there's a real risk that people will be disappointed, and if there could be an additional date at which people could send tickets back and get a refund, that could prevent some of the resale of tickets, because people are very used now to being able to resell tickets for events, and I think that this is a situation in which we could see people inadvertently falling foul by selling tickets that actually people will then get challenged on. Yes. Absolutely. So I think if we have an additional...
I'm not quite clear how that happens, Fiona. I'm sorry.
But it's on websites. I can send you information, but there's widespread websites at which people are freely available legally to resell tickets. And a lot of the people who are reselling these tickets will not be professional touts. And the people who buy the tickets could run the risk of being refused entry. Well, and it is a reputational risk for London.
Well, I think people should understand that if they resell the tickets, there is a risk the person who buys those tickets may not gain access. And I think you can't have everything, Fiona. If you want to crack down on ticket touting, which I think you do, you can't make it easier for them to resell their tickets.
No, but to refund, thank you.
Right, thank you. Yeah, it's worth pointing out that although the webcast is live, if you're watching this on BBC Parliament,
yes,
it almost certainly has happened some time ago. So so the message is worth pointing
it's,
out.
Well, it's
well.
Live on the GLA website. Everybody watches the GLA TV.
Right.